We on Daf Memvav Amud Aleph. We had learned two lashonos of Rav Yosef bar Menuhin and Rav Nachman. Pshat that the Tanakama of the Mishnah. The Tanakama of the Mishnah says, "Amoytzi is ishto mishum shemra lo yachzer mishum neda lo yachzer." And Rav Yosef bar Menuhin brings two mahalchim. The first mahalch is mishum kilkula. That means if he have a heter to be machzera, so he'll be mekalkala. He'll say, if I would have known that the Itzor Shemra is not true, if I would have known that the neder has a heter, I never would have given her a get. And therefore, so the whole get was given betoys. So therefore, if she got married in between and had children, it would be a shrekloch kilkul when they're mamzerim. So they made a takone that you have to know if you give this get lo yarzer. And the Rashi explains pshatn the lo yarzer that you should not do things hastily, because if you're going to give her a get, you'll never be able to take her back. And if what you're saying is true, mishum meitzi shemra ni meitziya, mishum neda ni meitziya, you would never do such a thing. You would inquire and investigate, and since you gave a get right away, so tzaraya, that what you're saying is not the complete reason why you are giving a get. This takon of la yachza prevented the kilku. Let us see Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Dechshosha zu eino ki im las baum." And we'll see Rashi learned that it's a real kilkul. He can come in taina without the takon of layas. He'll come with a taina. And Tosfos says the whole kilkul will be a hitzoras las, and we'll see soon what hitzoras las. So Taisvah said, if you would have said, I'm giving you a get almenas, that the Shemra's emes, I'm giving you a get almenas, that your nedorim cannot become nitorim. Fine. So then the lady finds out, it can't become nitor, the Shemra is not true, so, and then it's a potter to get. But if there was no t'nai, he just gave a statement that mishum shemra ni metziyacho, this hakdome will not in any way affect the gerush. Frechtach toysus. Now, I'm saying a l'cheira yisod, which is haloyskal, the avo god, the bekamo duchti mahani gilidas. It's not true. The person is megala das, and I know why he's doing something. I know the purpose of his asiyah, so we ourselves make the t'nai. We ourselves make the t'nai. That means if this is the purpose, we know it's done because of this, and if it won't be like this, he doesn't want it. So there's a non-sadi that this is the whole sole purpose of what he's doing, so we make the t'nai. So you don't have to be make at Naibeth age. Now that Tosfos brings two marimekoimus. K'moy shtar mavraches lo isha shenoflo. Shtar mavraches nisha shenoflo is as follows. There was an isha that she was an arusa, and she had karkois, and she's aimed to become a nesua the next day. Now she'll become a nesua, so her husband will get tchusim and all of her karkois, which she did not want. So the day before the Nesuin, she goes over to her daughter and is makna her all her karkois. Right? Comes the day of the wedding, they marry everybody after the Nesuin, then the husband asks, now where are all the karkois? So she tells him, I gave everything away to my daughter. So he's fuming, so he goes and gives her a get. Right? He goes and gives her a get. So now she goes over to her daughter, and says, Rebbetzin, give me back the karka. Nothing was said in the shtar mechira. There was a shtar mechira without any conditions whatsoever. Afal pikein, the halacha is that she gets back the karka from the daughter. This zicher anan sadi, that if that this karka was given away only Kozman, she's married to her husband, that he should not get a schus of nixle maluk if he gives her a get, so then the matona is bottle. Oh, not tonight. Case number two. Vizoven v'leitzachel le'zuzi v'peirik almonin izayis. There is talking about a person went and sold a karka, and he said, you know why I'm selling the karka? Vashtam avrech, you don't say anything. The whole matzav speaks for itself. By Zom v'leitzach lezuze, he comes and sells his property, and he says, you know why I'm selling this property? Because I want to buy a sus, or I want to buy oxen, I want to buy shorin. That's why I'm selling the property. Sells the property, then later that deal to purchase the shrum becomes bottle. So now he doesn't need the money. The only purpose for selling the karka was to get money to buy shvarim. Now he can't acquire shvarim, so there's no need for the money. The mekach becomes bottle. On that night, so like the Tosfos. So what am I saying over here? I'm saying since he didn't make a tonight kofel, so. So that's what he said. Mishum shemra ne mitziyacha, mishum nedormani, mishum nedani mitziyacha. So what is that he didn't make a tnai, but an ansadi is bemokim a tnai. Yeah. Zok taisviz. Hoche lekalamei mahochi. But not everything you make an ansadi. That what he said, Mishum Shemra Nemitziyacha, does not necessarily, we are not Bekoyach to make an Umdene, there's no Umdene that if there won't be a Meisi Shemra, we won't give her again. Every case is a different case and need a different Dian, and these factors of Eitzor Shemra and of Nedorim are not Ikre factors that only because of this he's giving a get, and if it won't be like this, he won't give a get. That means these are not such major factors. So Memele, so he's saying, I'm giving because of this. That means this is one of the reasons why he's giving the get. But it's not a major reason, it's not a sole reason. And therefore, for us to make a tnai kofel, and if it won't be a moitzi shemra, we will not do such a thing because we don't have an emesa umdina over here. So without an emesa umdina, we will not make a tnai kofel. And if we won't make a tnai kofel, so the get won't become bottle. That's what Tosfos is saying over here. How do I know this? The Gemara says later, the Gemara says that a similar case, the Gemara says, if he's Mibgarish HaMishum Island, Nisani Meitziyacho, so the Gemara says, according to Rameya, you can't be Mekalkala. Only in our Mishnah you could be Mekalkul, because in our Mishnah there was a Tanai Kofel. As is it to Gemara Vaita, the Mishnah there's only a Kilkul, if there's a Tanai Kofel, see, not, now let's explain what Tanai Kofel means. Tanai Kofel means that he said, Mishum Shemrani Meitziyacho, or Mishum Nedani Meitziyacho, and if there wouldn't have been a Shemra, I would not be Meitziyacho. That's what he said. Then we have an Umdene. Then we have an, we'll see soon what we have over there. Okay, we'll come to that. But the Gemara says, according to Ramei, you have to speak out both Stodim, Shabila Yarze, I'm sorry. You need both Stodim that is Shabila Yarze. If he said, Mishum Shemrani Meitziyacho, there's Golnish Megolnish. There's nothing. There's no Shashkilko whatsoever. If he said, Mishum Shemra ani Moitziyacho, Viloihoya Shemra loihoyisi Moitziyacho, then there's a mokem of Kilkel of Laz, and then there's a takone of Loyase. And we'll explain this soon. But Taifus has a Gemara. Taifus has a Gemara, and that is Pshat in the Gemara. So Taifus has a Moraya, because if not, why do we need this Taylis? By every Umdene, by Ashtar Mavreches, how does this stim according to Rameya by Ashtar Mavreches? So it works. So because, since it's an Umdene, we make a T'nai, since we understand the whole thing, we make a T'nai for her. And here, we don't make a T'nai. So right, this is not a true Umdene. That is what Taismus is saying. Yeah. So, Rashi did not learn like that. Rashi learned that, Rashi writes his Kulon, Rashi, that's a real Kilko, it's an Eren Sazar. So what, so the Ksav Seifer is Mavaya, what's the Machloikis Rashi and Taisus? So the Ksav Seifer says as follows. Rashi held, according to Rameya, listen, that's true according to everyone. If we have a true Umdene, you don't need a Tanai Kofu. The Umdene, if I have a picture of the purposes of what is being done and this is the reason why he's doing it, I'll make the Tanai myself. It's not necessary for him to make a Tanai. So Rashi held that what the Gemara says further. According to Ramei, if the same is Shum, Shemra Ani Moitziyacho, so if he wouldn't say the other tzad, so according to Rameya, I would not make even an umdene. Mishum shemra ani meitziyacho. So I'm saying that, I'm being meitziyacho because of a shemra. It's true. And there's 20 other reasons why I'm being meitziyacho. I don't even have an umdene. I'm telling you one of the reasons. You have to say that even if there wouldn't be a shemra, I wouldn't be meitziyacho. That's what he's saying. Now I hear Dvorim Kabyosim from the Baal, so then I make a T'nai Kofu, and then I make a T'nai Kofu, and then she's Nisgavish Ayideva. But without the Kvelis of his Amira, there's no Umdina whatsoever. That's how Rashi learns. Now, so therefore, we'll just delve a little bit on this. So according to Rashi, I have to have a true umdene to make a Tanai Kofu. According to the Chachamim, Afilu saying one tzad makes a true umdene. According to Rameya, you have to say both tzadim to make a true umdene. But after that, you have a true umdene. Now, if you have a true umdene, you have a Tanai Kofu already. So finished. It's an umdene. So Rashi held, so what did the Takana accomplish? That we have to see from his actions that what he's telling us is not true. He's saying everything because of the Mighty Shem, and if it wouldn't be for Mighty Shem, never give her a get, such an ideal marriage. And we tell him, but remember, you'll never be able to take her back, and he goes and gives the get the next second. So his actions are telling us that what he told us was above a Maise. If this is true, what he said, that whatever he's saying is true, where's your investigation? Where's your birurim? Why are you doing everything so hastily? You won't be able to get it. So that was the accomplishment of the takone to be soise the umdene. That means he's coming with an umdene. And if that will accept this umdene, there could be chulbones nevois, kilkulim gdoilim. So we just told him one haloche layachzer, and now we'll see if yesh dvorim begav, if not yesh dvorim begav. That's how Rashi learned. Now, Tosfos, Zuktei L'Kiksav Sefer, Tosfos holds Pumfakert, that if there would be a true umdene, understanding, there's no din kfeilis according to Aramea. Kfeilis is a loch in Hilchus Tnoi. Noi not, ne godem, ne ruven, ni kfeilis. If it would be a true umdene, so Mamela from the Aramea wouldn't need a. In umdene, there's no machloikis between Aramea and the Chacham. Is it an umdene in Hilchus Tnoi? There's a machloikis. So if the Gemara says, according to Aramea, that if he doesn't say both stodim, there's no problem whatsoever, so we see there's not even an umdene. There's not even an umdene. There's only a springboard that could bring a kilkel of a las. So that, and according to Rav Meir, I don't even have a springboard of kilkel. Kolzman, he doesn't speak out both stodim. That is how Tosfos learns pshat. Now we'll see what pshat in the las. We'll see soon. Now what's pshat this laz? That means like this. He wants to remarry her. He wants to get her back. He's like, it's not an umdin. That means like this. Could very well be this was the reason why he, since he did not speak out of Tanai, Bishas the Gerishim, and therefore, and the Umdene halachically was not strong enough that we should inject that Tanai in the Gerishim, so between you and me, it's Fafal. I mean, Yitzray Taka, he gave Taka to Shemra. I can believe him Taka, but there's no Umdene to create a Tanai Kofel, he can't share the Gerishim. But he personally feels he's not such a big London. He feels I was the reason. So he's going to go and make a tumul. He's going to make a tumul. I said, that was the reason I gave the get. If I would have known that till the Mitzvah Shemra is harsh, I would have given the get. So Memela, so it's a get bottle. That's what he's going to tie in. And what is he going to tell? Why is he going to tell? He wants her back, Taka. I mean, he's not the big London. He wants her back. He's coming with her time. And so we'll tell him, Rabbi, that she's married already. She's a Saita. He says, she's a Saita B'Shoigik. I mean, she's not amazing. She's B'Shoigik. I want her back. And I make her whole tumor. Let's come and say, Rav, Tzadus, Mataskinen, Achvaitikigen, about the kids to find the Shidduch is Loyalena. I mean, he buried them already with his tiny. The Rav zukt azoy, a glad kosher is a shiny. So memela, that's what the chachamim were afraid of. So before we see the medical tesis, so they said one thing: before you give the get, chabit, I'm just telling you, if you give the get, you can't take her back. You can't take her back. So memela, so we just thwarted the laws. If he heard b'shas the get, and can't take her back. So he doesn't want to be mekalkal anybody. He doesn't mekalkal her. He doesn't want to mekalkal. He just wants her back. But we told him, before you give the get, no, you will not be able to get her back. She's also to you. So he knows this, so he won't make the whole tumu. That means that's true, whatever, but he can't get her back because no rabbi will officiate by the berach, will not permit him that he should go back to her. So there won't be a las. Shalom al Yisrael. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let's see in a way, Mikan Tosfos. L'chein yirad le'osi le'las ba'om, k'shiyetze le'las, k'day la'ar zira. Av agav b'kvar nises. Why does he want to take her back? She's a sasoyte. B'l'ach shalim le'i. This is the shaykik. L'kach omru chachomim d'layas. So the chomim said lo'yas. The hashte shuv la yaitzi las. Now he won't be maitzi alas. Because, what is it a tumul about? I mean, he told him, b'shas giving the get, you'll never be able to get her back. So, what's tumul still? The only tumul will only be to get her back. And he feels he's entitled to get her back. But they told him right away, listen, when you give this get, you can't take her back. So finish. So there's no reason to be maitzi las. Because he won't be able to take her back. Rashi pirish. That's Tosfos Pshat. The Rashi pirish that filu yoyim eli yisi yedeya ein in hema that the loyarza makes that the umdana that we had before is not true. The kivim the yada yeshasalazira veloichosh lahamtim believe the kacha advorim, since he knows what he's getting into. And so the gila bedatish leyisach vivalov. So these megalodas leyisach vivalov. So the there'll be no kilko. That means by our telling him leyachzel, so he'll give a get right away. His actions speak louder than words, so he's telling us that what I said is not true. There are more reasons why I'm not giving her a get, so there's no mocking the kill. So he can't tell us now, my zila is here. The taisa says, Ulah Rameya, the boy it's naikof. This is according to everyone. I mean, the Gemara says you have to be careful, the milse. Lomay the void naikof, ki loikof le limilse, that's the Gemara Namid Beis, afilu lazlek, that's close. That's according to Taisvis. According to Taisvis, according to Rashi, there's no umdenim. According to Taisvis, according to Rameyel, there never is an umdenim. I feel he said both taught them, there's no umdenim. But there's not even a laz according to Rameyel, if he just says, mishum meitzi yishem rani meitzi. V'hov the kama rameya, kol neder shetzorich hakiras chochem lo yaser. If a neder shetzorich hakiras chochem, so there he could taina if I would have known. He said, mishem neder ani mitziach, he can come with a taina if I would have known that the chochem could be matter, I never would have given you a get. That means when he had said both stodim mishneder nimitziyacha, if there wouldn't be a neder, I wouldn't be made for you. So that's the story. That's where there's a case of a laz, and that's where there's a takone of layas. Above like kofli litnoi, the kofli litnoi emel mashal layas the loyla miket kilkula. If Itake made a t'nai, if he made a t'nai in the Gerishin, so then there's nothing what to talk about. Then it's bitter, bitter. That means if he made a t'nai in the Gerishin, and he said, I'm giving you a get because of the nether, and if they could, the suri nether, and if there won't be a nether, I'm not giving you a get. And he said, we're scheduled the t'nai. So then, it's not a get. We'll tell him, layavza from today till tomorrow, but the kilko, there'll be a kilko, there's an automatic kilko around. So forget what Tais is explaining Pshat and Rameya, the whole, and this is a Dava Muske. If he made a T'nai, according to everyone, then it's Fafal, there's a Sheklach Kilko. We can do nothing about it, and Lo Yachzer will not help the situation at all. The Lo Yachzer only works in the Umdenet. Now, according to Rashi, there's a real Umdenet, and the Lo Yachzer is Soysa the Umdenet. According to Taisves, there's not a true umdene, but there's enough of an umdene that he believes that he's entitled to get her back, and there'll be mighty laws. So the mele the layachzo takes away this chash. He won't be mighty laws anymore because he was told right away he's giving a get. Forget about it. We'll never be able to take her back. That is the first mahalach in Rabbi Yosef Bar Minyum. There's a second mahalach, Rabbi Yosef Bar Minyumi, Shelo yeh b'nois Yisrael plutzes. The Ktoisves, Hani trei lishni, the Rabbi Yosef alibes, the Tanakama pligi. Now these two, Lashainis and the Tanakama, the Ktoisves weiter, Shelo yeh b'nois Yisrael plutzes. Hani trei lishni, the Rabbi Yosef. These two Lashainis, of Rabbi Yosef, Aliba the Tanakama pligi. It's only according to the Tanakama. I mean, let's just review the Mishnah. We have later on Mandi Yomre, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nedo Shehuda Barabim is Loya, Koneda Shehuda Barabim Loya. Now what Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda as Pritzes? I mean, that's Klo as Pritzes, Nedo Shehuda Barabim. She made a Nedo without an Afshorus of Afore, Loya. Later, Ameya, Kolele Shetzorcha Kiris Chochem, Lo Yazer, if you would have known Chochem could be Matay, and I would give him the get, Ameya is Kilko. So that means we have it, Abelozer is Kilko, Lo Yosvo Zel Mibnezeh. So we have here four Tanoim in the Mishnah. We have the Tamikame, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Loso. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zicha holds als Pritzes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loso holds als Kilko. Now we have a whole sugya, Omar, Rabbi Yosef, Barman Yume, what's the Tam? Is the Tam als Kilko, the Tam als Pritzes? So Tesha says, yeah, because they're talking in the Tanakame. The Tanakame is awesome. We don't know how the Tanakame holds. So the Machlokes is in the Tanakame. That's what Tesha starts off by saying. Hanitlay Lishni the Rav Yosef Aliv the Tanakama please. The Lishni Kama Sama. In Yesod we know there are two Mahalchim. There's a Mahalach of Kilko, there's a Mahalach of Prices, less man the poly. So how did the one lotion held the town of the Tanakama is out Kilko? Now it's kind of comes out spritzes. I mean, how do we figure this out? What raya did each lotion have to say such a statement? How did they know? So Taisa Merlikazach. The Lishnekama Sava, even the Ktoni Masnisa Nami Mishum Shemra. Vohosa men Shayach Pritzes. Shemra, in your pastish can Pritzes. The Malo Lassis and Maitin Shemra Leo. Maitin Shemra means that someone said about her that she was Mizane. So that means she's a Plutze. Someone said that if the people want to bury you, they can bury you. With Eitzor Shemra. So the first Lashon Hel, Maitzi Shemra, is Zichenat als Plitzes. That's a passage Plitzes. Ala Taimim Mishum Kilkula. So Kolcho. So we see, so that's how we figured out that the time of the Tanakame is alt kilk. Velishne basre sova, the bemoitzi shemra le moitzi mikalkalo, givudushim shemra megarshe, vata becholin yulagarshe, afilu yei botu. The second lotion held, pumfakert, kilko pasta bemoitzi shemra. That means, what did you mean mikalkalo, if you would have known? Right? When you gave her a get, you didn't know? You also didn't know. You didn't know when you gave her the get. Because someone plappled about her, you knew? Yes, the Rav, can I believe him? The Rav says, don't you dare believe him. So, Maitzi Shemra. And you went and gave her a get. And I just say, if I would have known that it's not true, definitely give it a get. You never knew that it was true. So, the second Lashon holds that the Bechlav is not Shasha Kilka by Maitzi Shemra. So, it's very interesting. Maitzi Shemra is a unique case. We can look at it that the Pritz is Pasnish, because, that's Maitzi Shemra. What can she do to protect herself? Or you can look at Kilkul Pasnish. So each Lashon looked at it in their oifen. So the first Lashon held that Al Kolchach Pritzes Pasichanet by Maitzi Shemra. So Al Kolchach the Tam is Al Kilkul. The second Lashon held Kilkul Pasnish. Al Kolchach the Tam is Al Pritzes. And the Mele Neder Tan Smith, but if we'll figure out Maitzi Shemra, so then we'll figure out Neder. The Chaim in Nedorim, the Mistavra the Chataim Ale Betalai. So now Toisvis is Moira Amir the Kaor. Vahashta Osi Shaper the Maisei Tanya Kalishne Kame Midaranea Atane Kame. The Gemara says, that we hear here two Lashonis, Tanya according to the Lishna Kame, Tanya according to Lishna Basra. Now what's the Tanya according to the Lishna Kame? The Tanya is, Omar Ameyer, Minem Omar Meitzish Ishtoi, Mishum Shemra, La Yatsa, Shened, La Yatsa, Shemet Eloch, Metinoso, Yeh, Avinim Sedvon Badoi, Gemilisi Yedeya, Atesim Gefrecht Amoyre, Dikekash, Shema Shomayim, Rav Meir holds the Tam as Alt Kilko? I know from our Mishnah Rav Meir holds the Tam Alt Kilko. So Memele, Rav Meir says the Tam, Kol Nedesh Atzor HaKir Eschachachem Lo Yatzor, that's the Tam. and I would have given her a get. So Ramei Zichah is the time of Kilkul. We're clearing what's the time of the Tanakh Kamet. That's what we're clearing. Tanya Kavosai from the first Loshen. Ramei said the time is of Kilkul. Good morning. Ramei all the time is of Kilkul. But we're clearing what's the Tanakh Kamet. Toises, but the way I said it's beautiful. The whole Shaila was past Kilkul. You learn on Mishnah, they're talking about Nedorim. I'm Nedorim, past Kilkul. But the second Loshen of Rav Yossi, Bar Yumi held by Mitzvah Shema, past Pachlaunishkan Kilkul. That's why he said the time is out spritzes. So the Moses says, I got news for you. That the past Kilkul by Mitzvah Shema also. So Memele, that's Tanya Kevosei the Lishna Kame. So Taisu says, Rasta Shishapi the Maise Tanya Kelishna Kame be the Rameela Tanya Kame. The Maise El the Shaykh the Maise Shem Ramishun Kilkulo. Wadila Tanya Kame. They need to say the whole Hechech of the second Lashon was about how to pass the Shkilko by Maise Shemra. So this is ever I need to say. The imtaima lelishne basra de Rav Yosef. The taima mishum pritzuse. No longer the pligi rabona leid Rav Yehuda. So we need to say the barabim yesh lo yafole afore de kama barabona michayla. Now let's give a shtickel of donne to explain to his fiskash. According to the second lotion, the tam of the panakam is als pritzusa. So let's just learn the Mishnah. Amoytis ishtoi mishum neder. Let's say this. Lo yachse. Lo yachse. Now, mishum neder means what? Any neder. A neder sheyodu bei rabim. A neder shelo yodu bei rabim. So we learn poshep shat that the panakam holds that alone, that she's olu to make nedorim, that's a pritzus and memele. So layatza, we concentrate. She's a pritzus. She's making nedorim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Anisha that makes nedorim, that there's a possibility to be matter, that's not a pritzus. Who's called a pritzus? Anisha that makes nedorim that you can't be mefer. Can be matter, that's called a pruts. Fine. So, according to the second lotion, Luchere, that is the machlokes, the Tanakhama, Rav Yehuda. When is she called a pruts? Davke if. When is she called a pruts? Davke if you cannot be matter the neder, the Roshitas Rav Yehuda. I feel like you could be matter the neder. I feel like you could be matter the neder. I feel like it wasn't. It's also called a putzer, right? L'chayra, say that malan and pshat, the machlekes in the Mishnah. Now, let's just give a preview. The Gemara later says that, how does Rabbi Yehuda know this yisod? That a neder, sheyodo by rabbim, you can't be matter. He learned it from the Gemara, right? Like the Gemara, what did the Chachamim do with this guy? What's your problem? Chamimus hold neder should the barab mein leyafare. The whole machloikis is they hold it's a pritzus. Afilu according to the second lashon that the tam yeh ilayas results pritzus. So they said it's a pritzus. Afilu a neder a heza hatorah a neder shelo yodu boiram. It's also a pritzus. A beautiful not a pritzus. But they can be minded that you can't be matter if you're the way Rav. Sabashpo. According to the first lashon, the Thomas Alts Kilko, then the Chayla comes up Yehuda. Because another, she you're the way Rav, there's no Kilko. Here there's no Kilko because she can never be matter. So Memele, so then, if the Tam of the Chachomim is Alts Kilko, and they hold by every neder is a kilkul, so we see the choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the second lashon, the time of the chachamim is als pritzes. Where do you see the choylik on Rabbi Yehuda? Then Rabbi Yehuda holds she's only considered a pritze if it's yodu by rabim, and they hold she's considered a pritze afilu lo yodu by rab. So why does the Moshe, what did the chachamim do with the raya of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar v'kikashim. That takes his kashya. So Taisa says to Malchim, Yeshloimim Bahachsu Yaose Kilish Nakama the Tamay Mishim Kilkugamo. Later is going according to the first Loshon. And according to the second Loshon, there's Mahalo Machlaikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. But according to the first Loshon, Akoch the Chachamim hold there's a Kilkul by all Nedorim. They did not differentiate. That's Peretz number one. Peretz number two, Inami Ode Koma the Rabbonon. That was the Gemara said, what do the Rabbonon do with the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda? Does not mean the Tame Kame. Nami Ode Koma the Rabbonon, Hainu Rameya the Rabbeloso. The Omru Loi Osru, and the Rabbeloso says, Loi Osru Tzorich Oto Loi Tzorich. The Kesavri time mishim kilkulo, afilo buddha v'ram koma, v'leosro elamid neshein etzorech, v'verabim, osro mishim pritzusa, v'le lemesa, v'le yodo v'ram, oto mine de yodo v'ram, v'loi mid neshein etzorech. Now, let us, Maram is mevaya listaisvis, but let's go bahadrogim. We have in our Mishnah a Rameya and a Rabbeloso. And the Gemara that says, that's the Aleph of Taisvus, the Gemara that says that, the Gemara that says, the Rabbonon, what do they do with the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda? These Rabbonon are Rameya and Rabbeloso. Now let's go according to each one, Bezunda. According to Rameya. What did Rameya say? Rameya said that kol neder shetzorich chakiras chacham boyakzel be mekalkala. If I would have known the chacham could be matter, could have been mekalkala. Shetzorich chakiras chacham, it can't be mekalkala because so yakzel. Now, Rameya said a blank statement. Kol neder shetzor, a neder shetzor hakiras chacham. He did not go into the parsha. What if the neder was made? Shiyodu by Rabbi. Let's pose this question to Rameya. Now, if Rameya would hold like a Yehuda, that there's no hatorah, so there shouldn't be a din of layachsa, because there's no kilkul. Rameya holds the time of kilkul. So if he holds, so if he's chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds, every neder shetzorech hakiras chocham is olu lekilku. That means the chocham will be matter, and there's no neder that the chocham can't be matter. So my mail, there'll be a kilku. So he said a blank statement, kol neder shetzorech hakiras chocham lo yachsa. Lo yachsa, so my mail, there'll be a kilku lo yachsa. If he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so he should have said, neder shetzorich chakiras chacham. When is it layachse? If it wasn't al das rab, if it was al das rab, then it's yachse because there's no kilkul. That's the aleph. But the Maram explains a little further. So let's go, maybe holds, maybe the reason he didn't say this, maybe Taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but and he holds a neder of Das Rabin, he can't be matter, and there's Taka no kilku, but there's Layazal's Pritusa. That means, Taisvis is saying a statement that the Chachomim, the Gemara knew, Rab Meir and Rab Elozer is choylik on Rab Yehuda. So therefore, my son, what do you do with Rab Yehuda's guy? So now we have to be mevayer. Where did the Gemara see that Rab Meir is choylik, and where did the Gemara see that Rab Elozer is choylik? So the Cheshbon, the Maram speaks out according to Rab Meir, the Cheshbon is poshit, and according to Rab Elozer, place said it'd be a little bit marish with the Cheshbon. According to Rab Meir, if Rameya only holds the term of kilkul, so he should not say a blank statement, kol neder shetzor hakiras chochem layavu, because it matters. If it's a neder, if it is a neder that's Yodah by Rabin, then it could be Yatza, because there's no Kilkul. So Memela, so why do you say such a blank statement? So Kochach is Chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds, because every nether there is, it can become Nitrai Decha Kiras Chacham, he doesn't hold the Shtik Torah of Rameya, the nether should have been Rabbi Memela Yatza. Aye, let us say, maybe he holds Mamish like on Yehuda, and the reason why that means he's a mamish a chosid gomer of Rav Yehuda, and that shehuda barabim, that's a pritzusa. So memele, so therefore, this layasa's portion layasa, that's pritzusa. He's just saying, afilo a neder, that's what didn't differentiate. But afilo a neder, shlehuda barab, that is no pritzusa, but al kaponim, there is a chash of kilkul. So Mamela, Taisvis, that this is how the Marameas the Kasha, according to Rameya, so how do the Gemona Rameas Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he's a full-fledged chosid of Rabbi Yehuda, Yod Zayat Pritzus, Zayat Kilkul, and Tais the Maram, if Rameya would hold the time of Rabbi Yehuda out Pritzus also, so what is another She'ein Tzorich Hakiras Rochem? So how can you say a blank statement, Yachzer? As pritzusa, if she made the nether al das rabin, as pritzusa, you should not be able to be mavzera. So al kochor is a raya. That means if Rameya holds the time of pritzusa, then he couldn't say a statement that she ain't so hakir chochem yarza. No, at the time of pritzusa, there's no difference. If tzorch hakir is chochem, why tzorch hakir is chochem? The pretense she made a nether that he can be matter. So Zemidach HaKocher, since Rabbi Meir said, Kol nether shall I tzor hakiris chocham yagzer, so if Bechlal does not hold the pretense. Now if you don't know the pretense, and if you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so there's only a kilkul, if it was nasa, shall I al das rabbi. Nasa al das rabbi, there's no kilkul, because it will never become mutter. And since Ramey did not differentiate, is a raya, Ramey is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore the Gemara asks, what did Ramey do with Rabbi Yehuda's raya? So here, from here we know that Ramey is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. That's a poshet hechashbon. Now let's come to Rabbi Elazar. In Rabbi Elazar we have a shtickle problem. Now what's the problem going to Rabbi Elazar? What did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar said, "Le'osru ze ela mitnei ze," which means as follows: Rabbi Elazar said that if Rabbi Elazar said that meiker adin a kilkul can only be by another she ain't tzorich hakiras chacham, that is a kilkul because Hiltain, if I would have known, it could have been meifer. I would have used that. I get fine. That is a kilkul. There's no kilku whatsoever. In other words, don't tell me if you would have, you never would have wanted such a thing that your wife should go to Bezen, Bezen should know about, she's a Meshuggah and she makes the dirt. That, don't tell me if that is zichron, not an alternative that you would have been masking with. In other words, so Meikar Adin Rabbi Elazar said that the Emerson, there's really no kilkul by neder shetzorach hakiras chacham. There's no kilkul whatsoever. In other words, it is baze ishtei bebez. But le'osru ze ela mipnei ze. There were goyzer. Since the nedorim shleitzorach hakiras chacham, so memele there they had a meikar takona alt kilkul of layarze. So they said layarze. By so tzorich hakiras chacham le'osru ze elo mipnei ze. Period. That's Rabbi Elazar. Now let's start diagnosing Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar hold by a neder shehuda barab? So now, if Rabbi Elazar holds a neder shehuda barab is yesh lei hatore nischoilek on Rabbi Yehuda, so it's very good. He says, let's forget about the gzeire. Neder shlei tzorich hakiras chacham, the layarzer al tzkilko. So redoyt, bemed lo amamurim, shlei hudar al das rab, you're allowed to be marzer. Why did you say that? is lachayez araye, but you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You hold that neder should not ask rabim. It's shiyodu by rabim. You hold is also this at Torah. That's why he didn't mention this. So poshit we have a raya from Rabbi Loza is chaylik Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Loza is eichet from the yidnu a chaylik Rabbi Yehuda. So the gemara is a kashra rabbonon. What did they do with the raya of Rabbi Yehuda? That would be poshit. But kan shoyel aben and shuldiks. Rabbi Loza, I don't have a raya. I'll tell you differently. I'll tell you Rabbi Loza is Rabbi Yehuda is a chosid. He holds every word that Rabbi Yehuda says. And Rabbi Loza holds lo yachzer als kilku, lo yachzer als pritzes. Als both he holds lo yachzer. His memele is meyrodik. Another shelo Yehuda barabim then pas kilku is only also as elam ibn ezes and yachzer. Right, tzorich hakiras chacham, tzorich hakiras chacham. Yeah, that's with lo yodu barabim. Yadu by Rabin, then there's a Pritzes, Meredith. So then in both cases, also is Layachse, as Pritzes. So Tosis had here a problem. How could I say, so how did the Gemara know that Rabbi Loza is Chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Loza could be a Chosid Gom on Rabbi Yehuda. He holds Kilkul, he holds Pritzes, he has in everything. He said a blank statement, all nedorim. Sai tzorech hakiras chocham. Sai loy tzorech hakiras chocham. Sai yodu boi rabim. Sai loy yodu boi rabim. All nedorim lo yatzer. So fakert it. So where do you see Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda? Yodzach shashav kilku. Yodzach shashav in the priestess and everything. So memele, that was bothering Tosfos. Azira Tosfos to Maram. Tosfos got stuck in Rabbi Loza. That maybe Rabbi Loza holds Kilkul, Rabbi Loza holds Pritzes. That Meir can't hold Pritzes because Rabbi Meir said that Lo Yitzorich Hakiras Chochem Lo Yachzer. So he doesn't hold the Pritzes. Forget about it. Why didn't he mention this? So Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the Pritzes. But Rabbi Loza could be holds the Pritzes. That was bothering Tosfos. Now let us see Tosfos. Tosfos. Idam yod kam aber rabon nein der mei der belos der dom gele yos sorry because sorry time me shim kill cool they hold the time is out kill come feel the hood the ram come on feel the hood the ram come le yos ella me nei shin it sorry yeah so that's the big push of learning out kill cool and if you're learning out kill cool and you're kailo yod by rabim practice ways. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Loza holds the time of Kilku. He also holds the time of Pritzes. And neither the Lo Yodo Beiram is a Shash Kilku. Neither the Yodo Beiram is a Shash Pritzes. The I Beirabim also Mishum Pritzu. So that's Pritzes Kashi. Avalele Mesa, La Yodu by Rabim, Otu, Ibn the Yodu by Rabim, Ulaim Neishain Tzorech. So that means, so, if by Yodu by Rab, if by Kabbalazo is a Geyser, he's Geyser one out of the other. So why did he have to be Geyser? Why did he have to be Geyser? Tzorech, or to any Tzorech? That means two types of Nedorim. If he holds the time of Pritzes, he should have asked, Yodu by Rabbi Motol, Yodu by Rabbi. That means every Neder, Mitzadah, if Rabbi Loza holds, there's a time of Pritzes. And Rabbi Loza holds with Geyser one after the other. So Mamela, why do you have to make a gzere this type of nether or to this type of nether? Speak the same nether, whatever the nether is. If it's Yodu Beirabim, it's Priestess. So we were Geyser, La Yodu, or to Yodu. Why did he have to say, so Zakol Chori doesn't hold the time of Priestess. What tam does he hold of? He holds only the tam of kilkul. So memelkul, tam of kilkul. And vices is a kilkul, a fulu yodo by rabim, is a rai, is chaylik a rabi yudah. For the gemore, what did the chachamim do with the rai of rabi yudah? That is pshat and taisis. Let us just see the gemore further. Rabi yudah ima, kol nevish yodo by rabim le yasim, yodo by rabim yasim. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda figure out this Yisod that another Sheyod Berab Layasa? The Siv Blahikum Bnei Yisrael. The Gibeonim came and they said, Merzachai Kabod, Nagatsa Maise. They made a bris with them. And later they found out that they were from the Yeshvei Haaretz. They were from the Shibarumis. V'loyikum b'nei Yisrael. So really, they would have killed them. But they didn't kill them. Why didn't they kill them? Ki nishbu lahem nesiyei ha'eda. Because the nesiyei ha'eda, ki nishbu lahem nesiyei ha'eda. Because they swore. And we'll see, yeah, so, and then the Gemara understood they swore Baram. The Gemara had a kasha like this. I mean, they didn't kill him because they swore. Rabbi, you go to Chacham, you matter the Shvu. It's a beautiful Pesach you have over here. So be matter the Shvu. What shall they say? Raya, because since the Shvu is Yod HaBeirabim, there's no atom. That is the Raya of Rabbi. The Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon, what did Rabbonon do with this Raya? Also, Michal Shvui Lavayu Klal. So, you're asking a kasha, why weren't they matter the Shvui? I'll ask you a different kasha. Was the Shvui ever chal? Kiven the Amru Me'eretz V'chayka Bonu V'loi Bo Lechai L'Shvui Lavayu Klal. The whole, it's helping all them the Shvui. That means the whole Shvui was based under the assumption that they told them the truth. That's why they made the Shvui. Now it's not true, so the Shvu is in the house. It felt not the Mishvi was unaware of the whole thing. So now there was no Shvu, so now let's ask the Kasha. So why didn't they kill them, Taka? Mishum Kedushas Hashem. They didn't kill them, Al Kedush Hashem. What's Al Kedush Hashem? Because the Goyim, that means really, but Goyim are not so well acquainted with Masechet Shvuos. Odom b'Shvuah, you swore and you broke your Shvuah. So therefore they realized it'd be a Chilul Hashem. They realized it would be a Chilul Hashem if they would break the Shvuah. So that's why they hikum, because they swore. That's it. But not that the Shvuah had bechlal any chashivas, any chayma. V'kama rabbi, now the Gemara says, how many people do you need to make a rabbi? Rav Nachman Omar Gimel, Rav Yitzchak Omar Asov. Rav Nachman Omar Gimel, it says by Asov, Yomim Rabim, Yomim Beis, Rabim Gimel. So Mestame, the chayma of Rabim is just like we see Ribu Yomim, so Rabbi means three. So in Ribu Yanoshim, some Rabbi means three. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Asor and Rsiv Eido. So it's very interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak Lomshat, that would say Nesiyei Ha'eid, the Nishmam Nesiyei Ha'eid, as Rabbi Yitzchak seems to Lomshat, the Nesiyev swore Bifnei Ha'eido. That's how they Lomshat. Rav Nachman said, I'm sure it doesn't say that. It says who they were. They were in the Siye Ha'eda, but not that the Shvuah was sworn Bifnei Ha'eda. So Mela, so that's why he says you don't need 10 in order to make another Shvuah Barab. 3 is sufficient. So Trashi, Veloihikum, Begevoinim, Ksiv, Nishbule, Avle, Lachuli, Ashvuah, Sayu. La mishum de huda berab, rabon and the omri, the yesh lo yafor, or some la mishum de ain lo yafor, the mad mishum de ain lo yafor, the late tzorich, the michay le shvu alayu klal, Aloy betois, it was a shvu betois. Shem kedushas Hashem. Shlo yom loim dekechovim. Avru al shvu osa. Yomim shnayim rabim gimel. Gabi zod beshim lohochi beshili nide. Eido asor edosiv gabi meraglem. Eido haro yotsu yeshua bekolim.